Okay, today's mitzvah is Mitzvah Taf Tzadi, Mitzvah 490. As we continue the last mitzvah in Parshas Re'eh, we have been on Parshas Re'eh for a couple of months, 55 mitzvahs here in Re'eh. We are up to the last one, the Isser of going to be Ola Regel without a carbon, without the Olas Re'iyah. Says the Torah again at the end of Parshas Re'eh, Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yeh Kol Zecherecha, Espanei Hashem Alekecha, three times a year all males shall be seen, B'makom HaShem Yivchar, in the place that Hashem will choose, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShvuz, B'chag HaSukos, V'lo Yeh Ra'eh Espanei Hashem Rekam. And he, every man, should not be seen by God, Rekam, empty. Re'iyah. So yesterday and today's mitzvah are connected. Yesterday with the Mrs. Aseh of Alila Regel, along with the Olas Re'iyah, one of the three karbanos that we mentioned goes with the mitzvah of Alila Regel, and today is the Isser of appearing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash without the karban. Before we get into some of the halachic issues, just one ha'ara from Rav Pinkus regarding the machshava element, and that is, there's a lot of emphasis on re'iyah in this regard. Yeh-ra'eh, yir'eh, re'iyah, re'iyah. What's the focus of re'iyah? Explains Rav Pinkus. The Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, Am Rav Katina, B'shah shahoyu Yisrael olin la'regel, when B'nai Yisrael go to be olin la'regel, magalalin lahem es ha'paroches, you roll out the paroches, umarin lahem es ha'kruvim, shayim u'urin zeh bazeh. B'nai Yisrael were shown the kruvim, hugging each other, v'omrim lahem, re'u chibaschem lefnei ha'makom k'chibas zachar v'dekeva. See how much Hashem loves you, like a man and a woman. Ask Rav Pinkus, why does it say man and woman, and not, let's say, husband and wife, and not parent and child? Explains Rav Pinkus. Nira, shekal ava shehi tot, kol ava, all love, with one exception, as we'll see, all love is from a recognition of who the other person is. He totsa mehakaras hamayla o mehakaras hashayachut. For example, if a father and a son are in the room together, if the father does not know who the son is, then he does not overflowing with love. Once he knows, he's told who his son is, so then all of a sudden he's overcome with love. That's a recognition. That's hakar. That's not natural. That's not just based on seeing. But there is one love out there, and that is male and female. What does the Gemara, the Medrash say? Ha'ayin ro'eh, ha'lev chomeid. Even just re'iyah. Hashem made it, men and women, they see each other. There's a certain type of feeling that could be there, even just based on re'iyah. Obviously, with a husband and wife, the more you get to know, the love deepens. But there is a certain automatic love that comes immediately between a male and a female. Says Rav Pinkus, that's why the Gemara here in Yuma says, Kechiba Zachar V'Dekeva. Because the message is just being seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even without doing anything, just coming to the Beis HaMikdash and being seen, that itself is enough to bring out feelings of love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us, and that's Kechiba Zachar V'Dekeva. V'imraki mitzvah z'riyu, Bala Beis HaMikdash, Kfar HaKadosh Baruch Hu avo, u'mechabavo, machmas ha'riyu agreda. And then he even adds, v'gam bizman hazeh ukach, even bizman hazeh. Kidachsiv, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ashrei Yoshve Veisecha, praise of the ones that sit in your house, without Torah, without tefillah. We just go sit in the shul. We sit in the Beis HaKnesses, sit in the Beis HaMedrash, that itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at and is responsive to. That's the focus of Re'iyah in this mitzvah of Yera'eh and Yer'eh. So let's read today's Isser. Today's Isser is V'lo Yero Fanai Rekam. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalom Na'aleh Lebeis HaBechira Beregel. Below Karban Shanakrav Shom, we're not allowed to go up to the Beis HaBechira on Yantif without the Karban that we have to be Makriv there. V'hu HaKarban Shifrasho Lamala, that's the Karban that we mentioned yesterday. Shanikra Olas Re'iyah. The Olas Re'iyah, we mentioned there were three Karbanos that have to be brought along with the Mitzvah of Alila Regel. That's the Olas Re'iyah, the Shalmei Chagiga, and the Shalmei Simcha, but the Isser of Lo Yero Fanai Rekam specifically applies to the Olas Re'iyah. The Alzeh Nemar of Lo Yero Fanai Rekam, what does it mean? Don't appear Panai, Pirish Panai, Lifanai, in front of me Rekam, and in front of me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking in the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash. Continues the Sefer HaChinuch, Vizos Hazhara, Eina Noheges B'Nekevis, does not apply to women, Kamosha Ein Mitzvah Zaseh, HaBaal Zeh Noheges B'Nekevis, just like the Mitzvah Zaseh, yesterday's Mitzvah does not apply to women. So let's focus on three or four issues that relate to today's Mitzvah and yesterday's Mitzvah. Let's go backwards. First, we'll start with the last part the Chinuch just made. Does it apply to women? The Minchas Chinuch is not so convinced of this. And that is, we know the women are Turos are exempt from the mitzvahs asay. Yesterday's tough peites. There's no mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, right? Yeira'eh kol zechurcha. Aliyah l'regel is a mitzvah asay shazman grama, and therefore they are peturos. But who says, as the Minchas Chinuch, that they are allowed, and they're not mitzvah in this iser? Fine, they don't have to come to the Beis HaMikdash. But what if they choose to come, and they don't bring a karbon? They're not going to be chayiv? That's his wonderment. Sounds like from this Sefer HaChinuch, and he says, I don't know where the Chinuch got it from. The Rambam doesn't mention it, the Gemara doesn't mention it. I don't know where he got it from. That just because you're pater from the, they're pturos from the Mitzvah Aseh, they're also be pturos from the Los Aseh. Says the Sefer Minchas Chinuch now in Os Hey, in the discussion yesterday. Aval ha-pturim, eina mechuyavim lihikanes. Fine, if you're pater, you don't have to go in. Umemela einam chayavim b'karban. You don't have to bring the karban. Aval im hapturim go nashim v'chadome. Im nichnasu b'regel ba'azara. If they go into the azara, efshar da'alav koyal ayo gamkein. Maybe they are included in the los aseh. To call los aseh afshazak grama nashim chayavos. After all, the Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin, Adaf Chavtes, where the Gemara, the Mishnah lists off any exceptions to the zman gramas. Which zman gramas are women pturos and chayavosan? So all aseh's Zman Grammas they're pater from. Los Aseis, they're obligated in all of them, even Zman Grammas, except for a couple of exceptions. Baltaka v'chulu. This is not one of the exceptions listed. And therefore wonders the Minchas Chinuch. Imrotzim lihikanes mechuyavim lahavi karban. Milav azeh. Debalav gamanashim chayavos. Uminalan datora tilta lav zeh dafka bimchuyavim. Dilma lav zeh kola afa pturim. May asay the ain srichem lihikanes ukeis lo matzasi mavur b'shas uberabam dapturim mimnichnasu shelo yovrim balaf. I don't know where this is. It's not discussed in Shas, and the Chinuch quotes it, but I'm not sure. Minalon the rabbeinu davarzeh. I am not convinced that that is true. So that's number one. Nashim. The Minchas Chinuch also talks about other people who are not obligated in the assay, and then memela the los assay possibly. That's his question about women, and the same question would apply to the others. Number one, avadim. Avadim are pater, just like women. Because if women, right, the avadim kananiyim are always parallel to women, and women are paterus from the Zman Grama, so too are avadim. And there's a special drusha quoted in the Rambam of Bavo kol Yisrael lahotzi avadim. The Minchas Chinuch says, number one, I'm not sure where that drusha comes from. The Rambam must have found a place. But number two, he wonders, avadim never have karka anyway of their own. And the halacha is, mishein lo karka pater miri'iyah. So you have to say the drasha is only needed in a case where an eved was given karka amanas she'ein l'rabo rishuspa. That's the only time that you would need a drasha like that, because generally if you don't have karka, you are, one is pater. Then the Minchas Chinuch goes through in detail all the other paturim. A blind person, even blind in one eye, is pater from re'iyah. A lame person, an arel, a tamei, a katan. The Minchas Chinuch discussed at the end an avel is not mishaleach karban osav, so what does he do about this karban and this iser? So this whole discussion of the Minchas Chinuch. That is all number one in terms of who is obligated, who is not obligated. Number two, getting back to an issue that we brought up yesterday, and that is a fascinating Rambam. The Rambam says right here in the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga, if somebody violates today's iser, Mishaba la azara, biyom rishon, velo hevi ola. If I come on day one and I do not bring an ola, I don't bring my carbon, lo dayo, shalo asa mitzvah zaseh. Not only did I not do the mitzvah, ela sha'ava al mitzvah lo zaseh. Shneamar lo yera'u fanai rekam. I not only was not makayim the aseh, but I violated the lo zaseh. Velo yera'u fanai rekam. That's what we spoke about yesterday. That they're linked. The assay and the los assay are linked. If I violate the los assay, I'm not even mekayim the assay. Good, that's what we spoke about. But then the Rambam adds, ve'ino loke alav zeh, no malchus on this avera, shaharei lo asa maisa. Because he didn't do an action. And asks everyone on the Rambam. He didn't do an action. He went into the azara without a karbon. That is an action. He walked in. Says the Mari Kirkus, we have to read the Rambam carefully. What's the iser? V'lo kasa v'ein imo karban. V'kiva, it says, v'lo hevi karban. What does that mean? What's the iser? If I go into the azara without a karban, I didn't violate the iser yet, because maybe I'll get one in the azara, and I'll be makrivit. So the walking in is not an iser. He says, "Knisa v'shehiyah shapirtehi." There's nothing wrong with your walking in. Maybe you arrange for a karban inside. So that's the walking in is not an iser. Waiting in there, the shehi in there is not the iser either, because at any moment you might have to bring your karban. And when you leave, Vadai, that's not called a Maisa. That's just the Gemar of your Achiev. Now, retroactively, we say, you had a Kenisa without bringing a Karban, and therefore your Chayev. But Venimsa, you can't focus on any one act and say, this is the Avera. Walking in is not the Avera yet. Walking out is not the Avera. That's completing the Tanai that now you have had a Kenisa without bringing a Karban. So that's why he says, technically, there's no moment in time where you can say, ah, here is the Maisa that you are Chaya for. That's the Mari Kirkus's answer. The most popular answer given by the Achronim is that, well, there's a concept of Tashlumin. You come in on day one. That was an Isra Bia Rekonis. V'lo Yira'o Fanai Rekam. But you have Tashlumin. You can bring it tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day. Oh, maybe this Isra only applies if I come in, if I haven't brought it yet, if I come in at the last second on the last day of Yantif? Maybe. But that's what most of the Achronim answer, and that is that you have a concept of Tashlumin. This Rambam was also made famous by the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh discusses in Mitzvah, in Siman Lamed Beis, when is the appropriate time to make a bracha when you put on tzitzis? When's the bracha done? We didn't put on a talus. He says, do you make the bracha before, like before you put it on, right? Like the, you hold it up and you make the bracha, or only after it's on? Do you make the bracha of lehis ateif batitzis? So he says, well, maybe you should delay it because of a Tosfos in Maseches Yevamos on Daf Tzadi. Tosfos there says that the Isser of Kilayim starts the second that you put on the Kilayim. The mitzvah of Tzitzis is only after you put on the Tzitzis. That's the language of Tosfos. Eino chayim v'tzitzis v'shas ituf elo acher shenis atif kfar. Chalav chov tzitzis. That's where there's a chiyuv. So if that's true, says the Shagas Aryeh, maybe you shouldn't make a bracha until after it's on, or else it would be too early. It would be what's called over de over. The Shagas Aryeh, though, says it can't be. That can't be what Tosfos is saying. And even if it is, I argue with it. Why? Because that Gemara says you need the mitzvah of tzitzis and the isra of kilayim to be at the same moment. What's called beidna for the principle of asi dochalos asi to apply. If we have real tcheles and real tzitzis, and we know the principle of asi dochalos asi, so they have to be at the same moment. So, says the Shagas Aryeh, it can't be that the mitzvah of tzitzis is delayed. It has to be right when you put it on. That's what he says. But then he continues and gets into our issue. What do you call a maisa? What do you not call a maisa? When somebody has a baget on and they're wearing shatnez, is that called a lav sheyesh bo maisa because you put it on? Or is it ein bo maisa because now that you're wearing it and it's on? So he says, I'll give you a couple of examples. The Gemara says in Maseches Makos, if somebody's wearing kelayim, and somebody says, take it off, don't wear it, and he's poshet velovesh, kol hayom, he's chayiv on each one, he's chayiv each time he takes it off, and you're warned, don't put it on, he puts it on again. The Gemara says, even if he doesn't actually take it off, ela afilu shaha, kedei lifshot velil boshnami chayiv. The Gemara says in Makos, that even if I don't take the shatnez off, I just keep being warned, take it off or else you're going to be chayiv malchus. Take it off, you get malchus for each one. He says, well, you didn't do anything. You're just standing there wearing the beged. What do you see from there? An original action, an original maisa can be mitzuref to the later isser that's really done b'shev al taseh, and that's good enough to be called a lav sheyesh bo Yishbo Maisa. This comes up in other places too. You have a Nazir in a Beis HaKvaris, and he doesn't come out. Whenever there's an original action, and then there's a Shehiya, you could be Chayiv for that. So, based on this principle, says the Shagas Aryeh, what do I do with my Rambam? What do I do with my Rambam? The Rambam says, in our Rambam, an Isra of Hava, of Rabia Rekanis. Why isn't there a Chayiv Malkus here? Right, because you had original Maisa, and now you are violating by being here without a Karban. Explain to Shagas Aryeh, you have to say, because the act itself isn't what's usser. It's coming in without something. So it's not like a shatnez. Shatnez wearing this is usser. Wearing this act of wearing. So you wore it and you come in. But by bia rekanis, the act of going in is an usser. The act of going in without something that you're supposed to bring. That's not a problem. He says, "Kol ki agavna ein maisa harishon hagoreim lechiyav tzivui shel Torah hiyo avera elachisaron hatzivui shel Torah hiyo avera." The iser is the fact that you forgot something. Shechiser mitzvah shel Torah hilchach lo avikum baasei elashev al tase lefichach ein lokin alav. So this is a big discussion. All the Shagas Aryeh, all the Achronim, the Rav Elchanan discusses this also in Kutras Divrei Sofrim. He says, He compares this to makif and nikaf. If you have a person who is allowing themselves to get a haircut, to get an isser haircut, the Gemara says you get malchus for that. So is that better or worse than this case? You stick your head out in order to be messiah of the haircutter. There you're actually helping, but it's less of a maisa than walking into the azara. Either way, this is a big discussion in the Achronim relating to how you define lav sheish b'maisa or ein b'maisa in terms of where there is an act. There is a physical act here, but it was earlier, right? This is not connected to the other discussion of how to define lav sheish b'maisa, ein b'maisa, and that is, if you can do it with a maisa, if you can't do it with a maisa, which we've had many times in the past, the Chinuch and the Magid Mishnah in Hilchas Chiras, and the Raavad in Maseches B'Metzia. Okay. So that is number two. So we have the issue of Nashim, we have the issue of Malkus. Number three, the language of the Sefer HaChinuch here is that we can't go into the Beis HaBechira Beregel. Why does he call it Beis HaBechira in this context? We know the Beis HaMikdash has another name, a more common name, and that is Beis HaMikdash. Why Beis HaBechira? So I'll add on a couple of other questions. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchas Beis in Perek Vav, of Hilchas Beis HaBechira, discusses Shlomo HaMelech's Kiddush of the Bayis. Ubamen is Kacha B'Kdusha Rishona Shekitcha Shlomo Shukidish Azor Yishalayim L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asalavo V'Chulu. Shlomo HaMelech was B'Kaddish the Bayis. The question is asked, this question is already asked by Rashi and Tosfos. In Zvachim Andav Chav Dalid, the Gemara has a suffix. Ne'ekra ha'even v'ama b'imkoma. What if one of the stones, one of the tiles of the Beis HaMikdash was removed, and the Kohen did the avoda standing on the earth where the tile should have been? So is that considered a problem not in the Azara? And the language of the Gemara is, Ki Kaddish David, Ritzpa Elyona Kaddish, Odilma Ad La'aris Titahoma Kaddish. Was David HaMelech's, did he sanctify just the upper layer or all the way to the Tahom? Ask Rashi Estosis, David HaMelech? Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadesh it. So they have to try to answer. They was, he, David was Mekadesh the Ritzpah, whatever that means. The question is, the Rambam says Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadesh it. So was it Shlomo, was it David? Question one. Question two. The Rambam writes, based on the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, that when Bnei Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael, they're chayiv in three mitzvahs. And what is it? It's appointing a king and fighting Amalek and building Beis HaBechira, as it says in our parsha, L'shichno Sidrashu V'Asashama, right, to there Hashem will dwell. Ask the Lechem Mishnah there in Hilchas Malachim, why does the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim quote a different pasuk than he quotes at the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBechira, where the Rambam says, Mitzvahs Asei L'Asos Beis L'Hashem, Shenemar the pasuk in Shruma, V'Asu Li Mikdash. What's the difference between V'Asu Li Mikdash in Hilchas Beis HaBechira and L'shichno Sidrashu V'Asashama in Hilchas Malachim? Explains Rav Salvechik. This is printed in Kovetz Chidushei Torah. And that is, there are two different ideas here. There's Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaBechira. Beis HaMikdash is a physical building. That could be anywhere in the world. It was in the Midbar, it was in Shiloh, wherever it is, there's V'asuli Mikdash, a building of a Mikdash, Gzeiras HaKasev, that's not Shayach to coming into Eretz Yisrael. No, separate mitzvah. But there's a separate din of building, Beis HaBechira. Beis HaBechira is Yerushalayim only. There was never a Beis HaBechira. The Mishkan is never called a Beis HaBechira. That's only on Har HaMoriah in Yerushalayim, and there's different chaluyos. David HaMelech was Mekadesh Beis HaBechira. Because Beis HaBechira is not something physical. It has to do with the spot. It has to do with the makom. It's Mekadesh the Ritzpah. That's Beis HaBechira, and that's in Yerushalayim, and David HaMelech did that. Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadesh Beis HaMikdash. And this wasn't the first Beis HaMikdash. Vasuli Mikdash v'shachati besochan. The Mishkan in the Midbar was a Beis HaMikdash. The Mishkan in Shiloh for 369 years was a Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaBechira, there was only one. It's a different halach l'maisa. After a Beis HaMikdash is destroyed or desolate, there could still be a heter bamos. Once there is a Beis HaBechira, there is never a heter of bamos anymore. That's why there's a difference between Beis HaBechira in Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash. Again, the Rambam and the Rav Salvechik even continues and says, there are two different parshios in the Torah that discuss this. In Parshas Truma, that's Binyan Mishkan, that's Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Vasuli Mikdash. Beis HaBechira, that's in our parsha, in Parshas Re'eh. Ki im ela makoma sheyivchar Hashem, l'shichno sidrashu v'asashama. That's totally different. That's a special din after going into Eretz Yisrael, building a Beis HaBechira. The actual Beis HaMikdash, then, I mean, beforehand, earlier, we only had Beis HaMikdash, and then Beis HaBechira came. Once we have Beis HaBechira, once we have it built, then it's both. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash on the spot where David HaMelech was already sanctified, the earth, the dirt, the Ritzpah, so now that's both Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaBechira. And one might even say, Bizman HaZeh, there is no more Beis HaMikdash. There's no more, it was destroyed, we only have the Kotel. But we still have Beis HaBechira. We still have the Kedusha of the Beis HaBechira that's there, and that's why we are not allowed to go on to Har HaBayis. So when the Rambam discusses Shlomo HaMelech, that's talking about Beis HaMikdash, the physical structure. When he talks about David HaMelech, he was talking about Beis HaBechira, that's what the Gemara was talking about on Daf Chav Dalet in Meseches Zvachim. Very important discussion of Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaBechira. One final point to discuss, and that is the mitzvah of Alila Regel Bizman HaZeh. Is there a mitzvah to go Bizman HaZeh? Well, whatever the minhag is there a mitzvah? So, the Rambam and the Chinuch both link the mitzvah of Alila Regel to Karbanos. They both link it to Karbanos. Pashas, there wouldn't be any mitzvah. Tough Peit right here, yesterday's mitzvah. Laman Yiro, that they are inspired, and they see all the Kohanim doing the Avodah. We don't have that today. So Pashas, there wouldn't be. There is, though, a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin, Adav Dalet, seems to assume that people were Ola Regel. It doesn't say they were obligated. It says, Tzkivan, Dadal Anamabes, Kivan, Di'ika, Oli Regalim, Mishkach Shchichi. It's talking about this common caravans back and forth between Babel and Eretz Yisrael. It sounds like it existed. It doesn't say that they were obligated, but there was definitely a minhag. The Noda Behuda writes in the Tshuva that there is for sure no Chiyav, right, in Simin Sadi Dalid. He says there's for sure no Chiyav, even though the Shechina has not left the Kotel Maravi. But the minhag seems to be that people used to go. There's a Tshuva of Rav Yosef Cairo and the Avkas Rochel and Simin Chavav. That tshuva is usually quoted in the context of 2 days of Yantif, because that's where the Shulchan Aruch says in this tshuva that people used to come to Tzfat, used to keep 2 days of Yantif. B'nei chutz la'aretz. In that tshuva, though, it's obviously the whole assumption of that tshuva is that people used to come to Eretz Yisrael for Yantif, and whether it was a chiyuv or not, that remains to be seen. But either way, they didn't go to Yerushalayim. They went to Tzfat in those times. Maybe they went to Yerushalayim afterwards. Chassam Sofer writes in a Shuvah hundreds of years later. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu got upset. There was an earthquake in Tzfat, says the Chassam Sofer, because people were forgetting Yerushalayim. They were going to Tzfat. But either way, Rabbi Yosef Kara writes, there was an idea of coming to Eretz Yisrael for Yatif. So there are certain echoes and ideas and kiyumim for being Ola Regel today, but Me'ikar Adin, it seems like it's connected to the Mikdash and Karbanos. Baruch Hashem, Hadron Alach, Parshas Re'eh. We finished the 55 mitzvahs of Re'eh. Coming up will be the next Parsha, the next major Parsha. Again, we have a few large ones in front of us, not as big. Shoftim has 41 mitzvos. Then, of course, we have Kisetze with the most mitzvos, 74 mitzvos, followed by the 8 that are left in the Torah after that. Okay, we will stop here. We are into the 490s.